For the second day in a row, Baghdad was rocked by deadly explosions today. Two back-to-back car bombs exploded near the Interior Ministry. At least 18 people were killed and 36 injured. The group Al-Qaeda in Iraq, headed by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, posted a statement on the internet claiming responsibility for the attacks. That claim could not be verified. Ellen Nickmeyer is Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. She says the bombs were set off a minute apart.
Apparently there was a convoy, a police convoy that was escorting some kind of fuel trucks, and it was going down a main street at a busy hour in the morning when there were university students going to class at a nearby university, there were women going shopping, and there were dozens of street sweepers out in the street. And the first bomb exploded. When the police responded, a second bomb went off in the convoy behind the first bomb. The explosions were large. They sent lots of smoke into the sky. There were fires that set all around this neighborhood. And it was kind of a dramatic scene with the U.S. military helicopters coming in, and they had gunners out that were just sitting on the edges of the hatches of the helicopter, and they were kind of flying through the black smoke and trying to look down at the scene and see if they could see any sign of the people responsible.
If the target was indeed this police convoy that you mentioned, it does seem that the killing was indiscriminate. A number of civilians, children, I've read.
That's right. I mean, the targets may have been Iraqi police, either police escorting that convoy or the Ministry of the Interior, which the bombs exploded just outside. That may have been the targets that exploded among crowds of civilians. There were a minivan carrying children that was gutted, and rescuers were carrying numerous children away. Some were bloody, and some, I mean, you could see their heads and their hands, their limbs just kind of hanging limply. I mean, it hurt lots of innocent passersby.
What can you tell us about the neighborhood where these car bombings in Baghdad took place?
It's a residential neighborhood, and it's got the Ministry of Interior right among it. It's been considered one of the safer neighborhoods. It's a little bit off the main routes in the city, and it's not had some of the attacks that other neighborhoods have had.
As you try to get a sense of the strength of the insurgency now, given these attacks both today and yesterday, does there seem to be a pattern of escalation here?
It's interesting because the mood here for weeks had been that the situation was improving ever since the January 30th elections, where there was such a strong turnout. It was seen as a sign of that the people didn't support the insurgents. And in fact, attacks dropped from January from the triple digits every day to, in the past couple of weeks, been in the low double digits. And they've been far less bloody, although people still die each day. But now there have been a couple of attacks in the past couple of days, and the kidnapping of an American, and it's starting to kind of look like, you know, the old days in the insurgency, and that it could be getting a little worse again.
You mentioned the kidnapping of an American. That's the American contractor Jeffrey Ake, who was kidnapped on Monday. There was videotape of him released yesterday. Is there any more news about him?
There's not been any more information released. The American embassy is just trying to limit the release of information about this, to avoid kind of worsening Mr. Ake's situation.
Ellen Nickmeyer, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Ellen Nickmeyer is Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post.